From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Israel's partial freeze on building settlements in the West Bank has ended. There's been no word from Palestinian leaders who've been involved in direct peace talks with Israel. They had said they would quit the talks if the freeze wasn't extended. And no word from the White House. The U.S. has been working feverishly to keep the negotiations on track. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton met twice today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and Mideast envoy George Mitchell conferred with Palestinian negotiators Saeb Erekat. Iran's state television says elite revolutionary guards crossed into Iraq and killed 30 people blamed for a bombing in northwest Iran last week that killed 12 people. The state media quote a Revolutionary Guard general as saying his forces are still pursuing two men. The top House Republican says he wants Congress to settle whether to extend Bush-era tax cuts sooner rather than later. NPR's Giles Snyder reports both Republicans and Democrats are taking November's midterm elections into account.
House Republican leader John Boehner says Congress has an opportunity to put the issue to rest this week.
And to adjourn without dealing with this means that in their minds, the elections are more important than the jobs for the American people. And it's just politics as usual.
Boehner was speaking on Fox News Sunday. It's not clear when the House will take up the issue, but on the Senate side, Majority Leader Harry Reid has postponed a vote until a lame duck session scheduled to convene November 15th. The cuts due to expire at the end of the year are a big issue heading into the November 2nd elections. President Obama wants to let the taxes rise for the wealthiest Americans. Republicans want all the cuts extended. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Engineering experts are criticizing BP's investigation into what caused the explosion of the Deepwater Horizon in the Gulf of Mexico in April. In Washington today, they questioned BP's lead investigator, Mark Bly, about the company's findings. As Eileen Fleming reports from member station WWNO, Bly admitted the report was limited.
In its first public hearing about what caused the April 20th explosion, BP's engineering team says eight failures led to the blast that killed 11 workers. BP says other companies are also at fault, including rig owner Transocean of Houston and Halliburton, which was in charge of cement work. The National Academy of Engineering Committee says BP's report is limited to decisions made on the rig, not with management on shore. The report was also made without interviews of employees from other companies or with an examination of key evidence. BP Chief of Safety and Operations Mark Bly says this report is only a partial analysis of BP's performance. The Interior Department asked the Engineering Academy to review the accident and come up with safety recommendations. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
This is NPR News in Washington. The Spanish government is dismissing a statement released by the Basque separatist group ETA that it's prepared to make its ceasefire permanent. In a newspaper interview today, two masked ETA members say the group is ready to enter negotiations to end their fight if the right conditions are created. The government says ETA has broken too many ceasefires to be trusted and is waiting for members to disarm. France is considering legalizing so-called shooting galleries. As Frank Browning reports, they're medically supervised clinics for drug addicts.
So-called legalized shooting galleries exist in a number of countries, including Spain, Switzerland, and some Nordic nations. Supervised drug injection centers have won wide support across the French political spectrum, where it's regarded not as a moral issue, but a health and public security question. However, French Prime Minister François Fillon has been a vocal opponent of such centers, saying they are neither wise nor timely in France. Drug addiction in France has risen steadily in recent years. Canadian medical specialists in Vancouver have also reported that a similar experiment there was effective in helping addicts break their habits and avoid infection with HIV and other diseases. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning.
Another large car recall today. Hyundai is recalling 139,000 Sonata sedans. The company says the steering column in some of the cars could have loose connections or could have been improperly assembled. The problem could cause the steering wheel to come off. The recall affects model year 2011 Sonatas built between December 11th of 2009 and September 10th of this year. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.